The global COVID-19 pandemic caused severe disruptions for Australian shoppers again this year. With labour shortages causing a breakdown in our food distribution system, seeing many supermarket shelves empty. This crisis is illustrating the potential problems of being dependent on industrial agriculture. PhD student and researcher from the University of Queensland, Christopher Sauer, is currently investigating alternative food distribution systems.
A more productive way of looking at what the COVID, kind of food distribution problems and in some cases crisis, and also with the war in Ukraine, it's actually turning into another food crisis. It just shows that the current kind of global industrial agriculture system is very dependent on a few key links, that if those key links have any kind of problem, all of a sudden everything would be close to shutting down, So for instance, it's actually quite weak. So if a bunch of truck drivers have COVID-19, then there's literally no supermarket deliveries for huge portions of people.
Despite such a large amount of people being reliant on the current system, there are ways to support more sustainable alternatives.
And what I'm looking at in my research is more an idea of just small alternatives to that global agricultural system. So for instance, here in Queensland, it might be if you go to the Saturday morning market at the West End, I consider those as little alternatives and almost little resistances to that industrial agricultural system. And rather than sort of disempowering thought that we need to change everything from the top down, I would say if there's just some way to encourage these small little resistances, if it's somebody growing their own garden at their house, for some extra vegetables.
Permaculture is an ethical and sustainable system of living which can be integrated in any environment. Permaculture expert Mark Brown from Purple Pear Farms elaborates.
The resources in a city are phenomenal. Access to water and to services and those sorts of things, but also to resources. You've got household wastes that are actually incredibly fine for worm farming and composting to build soil. And you can grow food in containers. We've done it in a broccoli box and that sort of thing in the smallest of spaces, but growing food where it's eaten, as in the city, is a particular aspect of permaculture that has been there from the very beginning.
Mark Brown is an advocate of the permaculture system being implemented into council planning.
What we would like to see, and there is a bit of it going on now, is that councils and that will put aside land, half an acre or something for people to grow their food. And so for every 50 houses that are released on a town plan, you have a half an acre for growing the food. So at least some of the food for those 50 houses is grown right there where it's eaten. And that's truly regenerative. Well, it's certainly saves on fossil fuels and that sort of thing.
If you'd like to start practicing more sustainable living, perhaps get a compost bin and start growing some herbs or veggies in your garden. I'm Kian Rone. Stay cool.